We're going to head to Buffalo and be joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Good morning, Lance. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ken. How are you this morning?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. Congratulations on your 43-20 victory over Central Michigan on Saturday. And after getting back to the office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Bulls.
You know, really proud of the guys, putting another solid week together. I thought maybe it's one of our more complete games in all three phases. We were able to create 5 turnovers, only turn the ball over once, and generated 24 points off of those turnovers. So, very pleased with it. And like always, like most of us, we got plenty of things that we have to correct yet improve before we head to Eastern Michigan.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Leipold. Obviously, you force 5 turnovers in a game, your percentages of winning go up dramatically. What was the any consistency or themes you saw with regards to success in creating those turnovers?
You know, right now I think our defense is, you're getting a lot of people around the ball, playing well, playing fast, being pretty physical. Some things that happen, a lot of times, though, you do those things and you can't get them. And right now we've been on a decent streak with those. And a guy like Joey Banks has continued to play pretty well. I thought Tyrone Hill, our other safety, is putting some other good weeks together. And Khadafi Wright has a second touchdown in as many weeks, and it's really been good. He got hurt in the first game of the year, missed the next 3 games, and kind of have him back and healthy is definitely an added boost to our defense, as well as getting James Patterson back on the field, who missed 3 ball games as well.
Second quarter, 27 points, and being able to go into that halftime lead with a 30-14 lead. Certainly the success of playing at home and getting off to an early good start, keys to victory, isn't it?
Yes, it was, we've talked about before that, we didn't throw the ball a ton, but we threw it more, and we did some things, and Antonio Nunn made some big plays in the pass game for us. We score with under 4 minutes to go. And, Central does a real nice job as they've had the ability to strike fast and they score in under 2 minutes. But yet normally for us, Ed, that's something we haven't been great at answering, especially right with minimal time. And we still went back and kind of answered and got another touchdown, with about a minute to play. So we answered another one and carried the momentum in the halftime. And, it was really a positive step for our team to take.
Evaluate the performance of Kyle Van Treese in this contest.
Again, very steady. I think he's got great poise. One ball kind of tipped interception. It could have been caught. Kind of was one of those up there. Other than that, I thought he had, again, a really solid game. The poise and composure that he shows in managing things is really a calming effect for some of our newer players. And, I think each and every game he keeps taking the steps needed. And, again, another, a very positive sign for us right now.
As you transition and look ahead to this week with Eastern Michigan, when you look at film of the Eagles, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Excellent offense. Both quarterbacks have played extremely well. They got a lot of weapons, everyone knows the outstanding job that Chris has done there. And the thing about it is their competitive nature of, you see it again last week and, being down multiple scores and having a chance to win it in regulation, going in overtime, then just coming up short. And they play so many games that way, you can tell that they never panic and they always feel they're in every game, and they are. And they've had a lot of close ball games this year, and they go to a Big Ten stadium and get a win. So again, we need to find a way to go on the road and play well against a good football team.
You're at the point where the calendar's turning to November, certainly with 4 games to go. You're right in the heart of it. The league and the MAC East is certainly all up for grabs with teams at 3-1 and 2-2. This is what you play for, isn't it?
It is, you know, and we talked about that after the first two losses against, two good football teams, that there's a lot of football to play. And it, like many of us, we talk about the matchups, and we all match up differently against each other. And I think this year has shown as much as any year that anybody can beat anyone on a given day, whatever day of the week where you've asked us to play. And so that's where your preparation and then execution will come down to. That's what makes this such an exciting time, like you alluded to.
Well, Lance, congratulations on the victory. We'll let you get back to preparation for Eastern Michigan. And we will wish you the best of luck on Saturday and talk to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds great. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you so much for Lance Leipold and his Buffalo Bulls in that contest, a 43-20 win over Central Michigan. Running back Jarek Patterson, 149 yards rushing and a touchdown on 28 carries. And senior safety Joey Banks, game-high 10 tackles, a forced fumble, and an interception in that victory. For Buffalo, they will be at Eastern Michigan this coming Saturday, November 2nd. That game, a noon Eastern kickoff, and available on ESPNU.